Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the ministry of the Messiah. I'm going to read to you from Isaiah chapter 61, the first three verses of that chapter. Let's give attention here to God's word. Isaiah chapter 61, beginning at verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to consolate those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Now, sometimes people call the book of Isaiah the fifth gospel, because after Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it gives some of the most remarkable descriptions of the ministry of the Messiah found in the entire Bible. What makes this even more remarkable is to remember that Isaiah wrote this hundreds of years before Jesus' ministry on earth, and he clearly wrote under the prophetic guidance of God's Spirit. Now, this passage is a great example of this, because it so wonderfully describes the work of Jesus. So wonderfully that Jesus himself quoted it and applied it to himself. These words, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me," were spoken by Jesus in Luke chapter 4, beginning at verse 16. Jesus then spoke in the synagogue of Nazareth, his hometown. He opened up the scroll to Isaiah 61. Perhaps it was an assigned reading, perhaps it was chosen by him, and he read from the beginning of the chapter through the first line of verse 2, ending at the words, "the acceptable year of the Lord." After reading that, Jesus sat down and he simply said, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus is the person described in Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3, and he is the one whom the Spirit of the Lord God is upon. This first shows us that Jesus himself benefited from the empowering of the Holy Spirit. Now think about that. If Jesus, the Son of God and God the Son, perfect in both his deity and humanity, needed the Spirit of the Lord God, well then, how much more do we? Then, starting in the middle of the first verse of Isaiah 61, the description of the ministry of the Messiah begins. The Messiah announced that he's here to heal the damage that sin brings. Sin has done great damage, and so there needs to be a great work of redemption. Because sin impoverishes, he will preach good tidings to the poor. Because sin breaks hearts, he will heal the brokenhearted. Because sin makes captives, he'll proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Because sin oppresses, he'll proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Yet, along the same lines, because sin is a crime that must be avenged, the Messiah will proclaim the day of vengeance of our God. Now, significantly, as recorded in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus stopped reading before that last sentence. He stopped in the middle of the prophecy to proclaim the day of vengeance of our God is something relevant to his second coming, not to his first coming. The comma in this sentence has stood for almost 2,000 years. Now, this shows us something of the nature of biblical prophecy. It may shift gears and time frames quickly, and sometimes it leads to our understanding without warning. Isaiah continued to describe the work of the Messiah. Because sin brings grief, he'll comfort all who mourn. The extent of comfort and restoration is beautifully described. Instead of the ashes of mourning, he'll give his people beauty. The word beauty has in mind a beautiful crown or head ornament. It's translated an exquisite hat in Exodus chapter 39 and headdresses in Isaiah chapter 3. You see, in mourning, ashes would be cast upon the head. Here, ashes are replaced with a beautiful crown. Now, instead of the mourning itself, he gives his people the oil of joy instead of the spirit of heaviness. He gives his people the garment of praise. Why do we sit in the ashes? Why do we mourn? Why do we indulge the spirit of heaviness when Jesus gave us something so much better? The last picture of Isaiah in this picture is powerful. That they may be called trees of righteousness. The restored place of God's people is glorious. They are as strong, beautiful, and useful as trees, and trees of righteousness at that. Most wonderfully, when people look at these trees, they see that they are the planting of the Lord. Now that can describe us as solid, as firm, as strong, as trees of righteousness. Friend, that doesn't happen quickly because trees take a long time to grow. But at the planting of the Lord, it happens. We can receive it with faith's guarantee, and we can receive it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.